Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jejunyo Mehta with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says welfare of farmers remains utmost priority of government. Filing of nominations for vice presidential election begins today. National Handloom Day being celebrated today. Chief Minister Ryo honors timeless artistry of Naga weavers. And five tribes committees slam state cabinet stand on reservation policy review. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will never compromise on the interest of its farmers, fishermen and dairy farmers. Addressing the M.S. Swaminathan Centenary International Conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi emphasized that the welfare of farmers remains the utmost priority of his government. He said the government is continuously working on increasing income and reducing expenditure for farmers. He highlighted that the government has recognized farmers' strength as the foundation of the nation's progress.
हमारे लिए अपने किसानों का हित सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है। भारत अपने किसानों के, पशुपालकों के और मछुआरे भाई-बहनों के हितों के साथ कभी भी समझौता नहीं करेगा। और मैं जानता हूँ, व्यक्तिगत रूप से मुझे बहुत बड़ी कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी, लेकिन मैं इसके लिए तैयार हूँ।
The Prime Minister highlighted that today India is the world's number one producer of milk, pulses and jute. He said that Dr. Swaminathan led the movement to make India self-reliant in food production. Mr. Modi stressed on the need to develop as many varieties of climate-resilient crops. The Election Commission today issued the notification for filing the nomination for the vice presidential election. Nominations can be filed till 21st of this month. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on August 22, while the last date for withdrawal of candidature is August 25. The election is scheduled on 9th of September and the results will be announced the same day. India is celebrating the 11th Handloom Day today, recognizing the country's rich weaving traditions. The celebration honors the historic Swadeshi movement launched on August 7, 1905, which promoted indigenous industries, especially handlooms, as a form of resistance to British rule. Union Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh conferred the Sant Kabir Handloom Awards and National Handloom Awards 2025 in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Mr. Singh called for popularizing handloom products across the globe.
अब रेमी फाइबर भी भारत में उपजाना शुरू किया है और लीलन भी अब भारत में उपजाना शुरू कर दिया है कॉटन तो होता ही है हम चाहते हैं कि हैंडलूम में अब टेक्नोलॉजी साथ करे
Extending greetings on National Handloom Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed pride at India's handloom diversity and its role in furthering livelihoods and prosperity. On the occasion of National Handloom Day, Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo honored the timeless artistry of India's weavers, including those in Nagaland who preserve Naga's cultural identity. Mr. Ryo called for collective efforts in supporting and empowering the handloom sector, which is an emblem of tradition, resilience, and sustainable livelihood. Marking the National Handloom Day celebrations, Nagaland University's Committee for Indigenous Traditional Knowledge organized a one-day workshop titled Crafting Culture, Skills in Weaving, Crochet, Jewelry Making and Banana Fiber Art. Addressing the event, Vice Chancellor in Charge Professor Bendang Au emphasized upon reviving traditional knowledge systems. The event also highlighted the economic and cultural potential of indigenous crafts. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy has strongly criticized the state cabinet's decision on backward tribes reservation issue, calling it a repeat of its June 12 decision that failed to address their key demands. In a press statement, the committee expressed disappointment that the state government has again ignored the core concerns and proceeded with the formation of a reservation review committee, including civil society organizations. It alleged that the composition announced by the government lacks neutrality and reflects a partisan approach. The committee said it will hold a joint sitting with the five apex tribal bodies in Kohima on Saturday to decide the next course of action. Proceedings of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha continued to be marred by the opposition protest over the special intensive revision exercise conducted in Bihar and other issues on the fourth day of this week. Due to the ruckus, both the houses were adjourned early for the day. In Lok Sabha, the House passed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025 and the Manipur Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2025. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal also replied to a question related to the status of Smart Cities Mission. He said 95% of the total 8,000 projects under the mission have been completed.
स्मार्ट सिटी मिशन इसके अंतर्गत प्रदेशों को सिलेक्ट करने के लिए कुल 8 कैटेगरीज के इसमें कुल मिलाकर अभी तक जो 8,000 प्रोजेक्ट हैं उसमें 30 जुलाई 2025 तक 7,336 परियोजनाएं पूर्ण हो चुकी हैं जिसकी लागत 1,53,977 करोड़ है लगभग 99% निर्धारित बजट यहां 100 शहरों को जारी किया जा चुका है.
In Rajya Sabha, Deputy Chairman Harivansh said more than 51 hours have been lost due to continuous disruptions in the upper house.
हमारे पास 180 स्पेशल मेंशंस रेज करने का मौका था, लेकिन लगातार व्यवधान के कारण हम केवल 13 स्टार्ट क्वेश्चंस, 5 जीरो आवर सबमिशंस और 17 स्पेशल मेंशंस ही ले पाए. व्यवधान के कारण इस सत्र में तक 51 घंटे 30 मिनट हम गंवा चुके हैं.
Amid the noisy scene, the Rajya Sabha passed the Coastal Shipping Bill 2025. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan and Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo have extended warm greetings to the Yimkang community on the occasion of the Metam Nyo Festival. In his message, the governor highlighted that the festival is observed with gratitude and reverence to honor departed souls and seek blessings for peace, harmony and prosperity. He noted that Metam Nyo fosters unity, reconciliation and strengthens community bonds. Wishing happiness, good health and abundant blessings to all, the governor expressed hope that the spirit of togetherness would continue to guide the people towards harmony and progress. In his greetings, CM Ryo wished that the vibrant harvest festival may be a time of honoring the rich cultural heritage, boast family bonds and foster peace and harmony. Former MLA Monlumo Kikon has formally resigned from the BJP party's primary and active membership as well as from all party positions with immediate effect. In the resignation letter tendered today, he cited the need to explore new avenues of public engagement and policy work. Mr. Kikon held several prominent roles within the BJP, including national spokesperson and Prabhari of Mizoram State. And outgoing Commissioner of Police Dimapur, Kevitoto Sopye, has underscored the need to rise above tribalism, favoritism and nepotism. Speaking at his send-off program today at Police Complex in Chumukedima, he urged officers and citizens to uphold fairness and integrity. He acknowledged the vital role of civil society, student bodies and NGOs, noting that challenges faced by the society cannot be addressed by the government alone. Expressing gratitude for the dedication of his officers, he assured them of his continued support. Mr. Sopye will assume charge of IGP Armed Battalion IR. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says welfare of farmer remains utmost priority of government. Filing of nomination for vice presidential election begins today. National Handloom Day being celebrated today, Chief Minister Ryo honors timeless artistry of Naga weavers, and Five Tribes Committee slams State Cabinet stand on reservation policy review. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.